A place to live, decent food, a safe neighborhood. These are all critical to a person's well-being. They are so important that many public agencies are taking a hard look at community conditions that influence our health. In this program, we highlight the work of the Public Health Institute of Western Massachusetts. Their research revealed a deep inequity experienced by older adults. In particular, older adults of color who may be denied subsidized housing as a result of a criminal record.
Why should you have to keep paying for the crime for the rest of your life? Because that's basically what it seems like is going on.
In 2019, the Public Health Institute of Western Massachusetts held a series of neighborhood meetings in Springfield. They asked residents to voice their concerns about transportation and housing. Samantha Hamilton is Senior Manager of Community Engagement. She says at one meeting, she and her colleagues heard a problem that they hadn't expected.
One man said, "I can't access housing because of my quarry." And then another man next to him said, "Me too." And a third man next to him said, "If it wasn't for my wife, I wouldn't know where I would live right now because she had the resources to have a home that I can come to."
All three men had a CORI, which stands for Criminal Offender Record Information.
A CORI is when you have, you know, broken the law in the past and then it follows you around.
Arthur Claude McIvory is a 63-year-old artist living in Springfield.
I really didn't know my quarry was going to mess me up as bad as it did until it started messing me up when I was really trying to get places.
Like trying to land a job and a place to live. Arthur got in trouble with the law when he was in his 20s and 30s. In 1992, he went to jail on a felony charge. While in prison, he found he had a talent for drawing. He spent his time creating artwork he hoped would help support him when he got out. He served his time, and when he was released, he went looking for a place that offered subsidized housing. It was all he could afford. But each time he applied, he was turned down.
You know, when they deny you, you don't know what's going on in their mind. They look like they're looking at the record like, what did you do here?
Even more, a quarry can include arrests that never led to a conviction.
A quarry is thick, and everything that you ever done is on it. So the convictions, the non-convictions, it's all on there. And basically, when they see more than one page, he's got to go.
Arthur knew it was important to get his record sealed if he was going to move on with his life. Sealing his record would mean potential landlords and employers would not see his criminal history on a background check. But he was going to have to be patient. At the time, the law required he wait 10 years before his record could be sealed.
The thing is, it's like in the process of waiting for it to be sealed, you're being denied. You're being denied.
There is leeway in the federal housing guidelines, even for those with a quarry. But Samantha says local public housing authorities and landlords that offer subsidized housing often choose to apply more stringent rules. The reason they give is public safety. Samantha says research from the Public Health Institute shows that landlords don't need to worry about people over 55.
Older adults are less likely to recidivize. They're not going to go back to jail. They're not going to get incarcerated again. They're less of a community harm and a risk. So why are we still chastising older adults?
Samantha says they tell landlords to use the federal housing guidelines and not local ones to disqualify applicants. If an applicant passes that hurdle and is eligible for public or subsidized housing, take the next step. Interview the applicant about the circumstances of his or her criminal history.
When did it happen? How long ago in your life has this happened? And from what have you learned and moved forward from it?
Another recommendation, says Samantha, allow family members who already live in subsidized housing to take in a relative with a quarry.
Can we remove that burden, that barrier, where folks do come out of prison, can go home to family, where they will be loved, they will be supported and encouraged to start over and do better?
And here's a big one. Shorten the time that an older adult's quarry can be considered in their housing decisions. Samantha asks if it could be 2 or 3 years instead of decades.
Why do 30 years in someone's life? Let's go 2 to 3 years. And once you go back that far enough and you haven't seen anything that is significant, could that person have the option to access housing?
As for Arthur McIvory, he's got a room at a boarding house where he pays $600 a month. His record was sealed in 2017, but the housing market in Massachusetts is tight. He is number 43 on a waiting list for an apartment he can call his own. Samantha knows that there are a lot of other roadblocks for men like Arthur, but she hopes she can remove at least one barrier.
When it comes to this issue, I see the people more than I see the problem. I see their faces and I see how humble their heart is in trying to live better without being called out for something that's no longer a part of their life. So I'm all about, you know, if we can ever address or help that person, then we're doing good work.
The Public Health Institute of Western Massachusetts isn't alone in seeking change on this issue. Several bills have been introduced in the state legislature to have quarries automatically sealed after a shorter period of time. To date, none have passed.